Today, the Army's Special Operations Command begins a multi-state training operation across the Southwest called Operation Jade Helm 15, a giant war game with Army Green Berets and other elite personnel training in terrain they might find overseas. A lot of people do not believe, though, that this is the U.S. cavalry come to rescue America. They believe it's the beginning of a takeover, martial law. Here's radio talk show host Alex Jones describing it back in March.
This is sensational news. Texas is listed in red as a hostile sector. I told you I'm deep behind enemy lines, folks. I mean, we are listed as a hostile sector. They're having Delta Force, Navy SEALs with the Army trained to basically take over. This is over the top.
Long before any troops were deployed, the Army had to deploy explainer reassurers in communities across Texas and Arizona to ease fears of a federal takeover whipped up by conservative talk show radio and the Internet. Here's Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria, U.S. Army Special Operations Command spokesman, addressing nervous residents in Bastrop County, Texas.
When we have a federal government that cannot tell the truth, how do we know that what you're saying is true?
You may have issues with the administration. So be it. Okay? But this institution right here has been with you for over 240 years, period.
It is a preparation for martial law.
That's because it is not a preparation for martial law, sir.
That's what you say.
Richard Parker is a columnist for the Dallas Morning News and author of Lone Star Nation, How Texas Will Transform America. He lives in Wimberley, Texas, outside of Austin. He says the fear and loathing of the Jade Helm exercise shows how a very small group of people can generate a lot of paranoid dystopian attention.
It's not a feeling that is particularly widespread in Texas at all. It's a loud, a very vocal, but very small minority that really raised this ruckus. There was some polling about Jade Helm 15. Most Texans are not concerned about a takeover. But the small number of people who really turned up the noise and the volume in Texas in the spring were listeners or viewers of a show by Alex Jones, who is a bit of a conspiracy theorist with a very big national following. You know, he was very effective in getting people concerned about this.
And what is the scenario that Jones spun out that caught hold?
Well, essentially that this was preparation for martial law. He knit together a narrative based on many themes that were circulating on social media, suspicions that closed Walmarts would become centers for holding people, and that the military running around on private land and public land would actually be able to take over the centers of power of much of the state. It was a very compelling story. Certainly, and it did agitate a small, but as I said, vocal minority. The governor of Texas felt that he had to send unarmed members of the state militia to monitor the activities of the special operations forces during the exercise.
What's it like for Pentagon officials to deal with this? Do you have any experience with folks that you used to talk to when you were a Pentagon correspondent? Is this something that just goes with the territory? Is it very frustrating? Is it something they have to defend all the time?
Well, no, they don't have to defend it hardly ever. I think this was an unusual situation. You had two movements kind of meet and create a bit of a wave. On the one hand, we have Alex Jones, who he's a red-hot radio show host, and he's got a very ardent following, either on the air or online. On the other hand, we have the remnants of the old Minuteman movement out of Arizona. The old Minuteman movement is really the sort of the manpower behind this. It's founded by a gentleman who was an important figure in that movement. They've got thousands of volunteers in Arizona, including having a guy in an airplane that will try to overfly the exercises. So while Texas has gotten a lot of the attention, this appears to be a conflation of these two events, a radio talk show host with a strong following out of Texas and the old Minuteman movement that used to patrol the border out of Arizona.
And what's your personal plan B if Jade Helm becomes something else?
I plan to do what I do every day. I just stay in my house. It's too hot to be outside.
Richard Parker, columnist for the Dallas Morning News and author of The Lone Star Nation, How Texas Will Transform America. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.